female. Verse number 18, the Bible says, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an helpmeet for him." The creation of woman. Here's what it says. "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." We're going to be preaching on marriage is honorable. Marriage is honorable. You see, from the beginning, God made a man and a woman
to be a helpmeet. And God gave the man a helpmeet so she can be there for him, and that she can support him, and that she can love him, and that she can always be there for him and never leave his side. So, you know, and I've had people tell me that literally have told me
that God does not have anyone for me. I will tell you this, that is not true, because the Bible says, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him and help meet for him." So God has a plan for each and every person on planet Earth.
And that is to be joined together in holy matrimony, in one flesh, and never departing from each other until they die and go to glory before the other one does. Or it could happen, and I'm not saying God can do it. He can do it. He can take a husband and a wife and take them to glory together. That can
absolutely happen. But people have told me ever since I've been saved, these last 9 years, that God don't have someone for me. And that's when I'm thinking in my head that is not true. And that's not what the Bible says. The Word of God is true. God said, and he put this in His Word for us to read it, and for us to study it, and for us to stand on it. I mean, God said that He would provide a helpmeet. He will provide a helpmeet. And so I'm glad to say for me, and this is me right here, and I'm glad one day, 4 months away, I'm going to get to Mary Taylor, and me and her are going to be one.
We ain't going to be of ourselves no more. Me and her will be one flesh. Once, forever, together forever. One flesh. And that one time I
testified, I wasn't trying to be funny. I was not trying to put on a show.
I was just telling y'all that I'm glad that God made me a man, made her a woman. If I was a girl, I could not marry her. Yeah. If she was a guy, she could not marry me, because that would be an abomination unto the Lord. Amen. And God said it is an abomination unto the Lord.
And God said not to do it. God said don't go that route. But He made a man to love his wife.
And He made a wife to love her husband.
It ain't a wife and a wife and a husband together.
It is an abomination unto the Lord.
God made them male and female. And that's how it's always been. That's how it's always going to be. Because God is not going to change. God's not going to change. Goodness. I'm glad that God has answered my prayer. And I'm going to get to marry her. I'm really looking. I'm not fleshly speaking. I'm just being honest. I'm looking forward to spending the rest of my life with her. Amen. My life and her life is going to change. We're going to be living together. And I'm glad that also we didn't even have a discussion. When are we going to move in together? That's still shacking up. Shacking up. No. Shacking up. There's too many people in our days that are shacking up together, living together, not married, having kids. And their kids, what's so sad is them kids are growing up seeing all this. And with that being said, if them parents are being that example, not getting married, living in sin, not living for God, then that's the same thing that's going to happen for them kids. Parents got to lead by example. They got to lead by example. And so I'm glad, bless God, I'm glad that me and her are doing this right. Not only, I'm glad God wouldn't take my salvation away. I'm glad me and her, we're saved forever. But our walk with God won't be the same. It won't be the same. We wouldn't get to do nothing in the church. Our testimony would be ruined. Preacher would just let us sit here. And God, that's biblically, that's scriptural, that God will not take sin and use it. And that will ruin the church. That will ruin the church. And so our testimony would be ruined. We couldn't sing in the choir. I couldn't preach no more. I couldn't go over there and teach anymore. I couldn't do nothing in the church. I could sit there, and I couldn't even be a member of this church no more. Until we ain't right with God, then we ain't going to join. We ain't going to be part of the church, because this is an assembly that needs to be sanctified, you know, as one. You know, it's one, and we don't need to be, bless God, don't need to be living in open sin. In open sin, because God will not use that. He will not take sin and use it. And amen. The Bible still says, oh, goodness. And on that day, it's going to be this. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother. And amen, amen. I'm not going to be living with my parents anymore. Me and her are going to have our own home. We're going to have our own home. Our own home that God's building. And I ain't talking about a place that we're going to live. I'm talking about a home that God is going to be there. And it's going to change us. And bless God. I am not going anywhere. She ain't going anywhere. We're going to serve God together. And for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. We will serve the Lord. We have purposed that in our heart. That's what we're going to do. Amen. And I never had to talk to her about when are we going to move in together, honey. We know the Bible says marriage is on in the bed. Undefiled, and whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. God will rain judgment on us. Will rain judgment on us. And it is a fearful thing for anything, and I say this for anybody, it is a fearful thing for anything to fall into the hands of the living God. That's the last place
God can do anything that he wants to do. Anything he wants, ain't nothing too hard for him. He's God. He has all power in heaven and in earth. All power in heaven and in earth. And amen. I'm glad I'm saved, but the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. He ain't telling us to be afraid of him, but he's saying, hey, this is what will happen to you if you don't listen. Oh, man. Goodness. I'm telling you, this ain't no kind of fairy tale. This is real. This is the God of heaven.
the one that created the universe. In 6 days, I believe. He finished it in 7 days. And on the seventh day, he rested. The Bible says he rested. 6 days it took him. He could have did it all like that. But he wanted to prove to people who he is. And he kept doing it over and over and over again. And he's still doing it over and over and over again. So, amen. I'm going to turn to the book of Ephesians chapter. You don't have to turn there if you don't want to, but Ephesians 5, talking about marriage. You know what God says about marriage and how it's supposed to be. This is from the Word of God, right here in the Word of God. The Bible says, Ephesians 5, verse number 25. He's saying to the husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. He's telling us to love our wives.
Tell us to love our wives. What does that mean? To love them. To be there for them. Amen.
I could say a lot about this. And I've seen this a lot in my day, that if you're married, husbands, don't you dare go to that second girl's house. And when you leave work, you go home to your wife. I've seen this a lot in my day, and it is sick, and it is wicked that they have betrayed the vows and betrayed their wife and went somewhere that they ought not to go. Love your wife. Go home to her. Love her there. And love her when you're away from her. Honor her. And same thing for the wives. Wives, don't you go to that second man's house. There's a lot of people like that in our day. The word is cheat. Oh, well, I call it unfaithful. Unfaithful. They go to these places that they ought not to go, in a sick place, a place where, you know, the devil will use and the devil will conquer and the devil will get a hold. If you give place to the devil, it will happen. That's why you need to keep Christ. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So don't go, please. Do not go to that second man's house, second girl's house. Love your wife. Be there for your wife. Wives, be there for your husbands. Amen. And let your children see that Christ is at the home. That Christ is there.
And that he is working.
Bless God. When you go home, you take God with you. When you come back, you bring God with you.
Amen. This is his house, but bless God, we're his people. And he goes home with us.
Amen. If it hadn't have been for God that gave me his word, amen, answering my prayer, amen, I can trust him. Bless his name. I can cling to him. Amen. I'm glad I got a friend in Jesus. A friend in Jesus. Who loves me and gave himself for me. Amen. So I'm telling you this. Take God home with you and bring him back. Amen. If we'll just get in love, fall in love with Jesus, we'll have revival. We fall in love with him. Amen. We will have revival and God will move in a mighty way. And if you also want church, you want church, you'll get church. Amen. Amen. So please, goodness. Marriage, I'm trying to get to my point. Marriage is honorable. Amen. And also, I mean, I got verses to back this up. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Christ loved you so much, he gave himself. He died for all of us. Amen. He died for the sins. Can y'all agree with me on that? He died for the sins of the whole world. Can y'all agree with me on that? He died for the sins of the whole world. And that's the least that we can do is serve him. I mean, what he did for us.
We can't even fathom what he did for us. We should have been there, but bless God, he was there for us.
He was there for me. He was there for you. Amen. He was there for, he died for us, past, present, future. They're all that he died for the sins of the whole world. And he wants us all to come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. He'll change your life. He changed. I can testify to that. He changed my life. I can say that. I'm glad he did. Amen. I can say it because he did. Amen. And now he wants us to live it. He wants us to live his life. Amen. Christ is our life. He wants us to live that life through him. Bless his name. Colossians chapter number 3. Colossians chapter number 3. I'm trying to hurry. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. That word bitter, that's a word for being angry. Make up, and amen, we'll go to bed. Because that's the last thing I want to do, is be mad and angry at each other, and we go to mad upset. Be not bitter against them. You know, number one, God has a helpmeet for the man. If you look in Genesis chapter number 2, verse number 18, the Bible says, Genesis 1:27, the Bible says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Same thing in the book of Mark. God made them male and female. Not two men. I've said this before. I'm going to say it again. Not two men. Not two girls, but male, female, husband, wife, one flesh. Then, after that, children. After marriage, one flesh. Then, children. Children. It's sad to say, in our day, in my day, a lot of people in my day have ended up getting her pregnant, ended up not getting married. And after the baby's born, some of these kids don't even know who their parents are. That is sad and wicked. And
they need the Lord.
And I've seen it, that a lot of these guys just care about themselves more than themselves, more about them than of the things of God. It is wicked. This is we live in a wicked world, church. But it's time for us as Christians to stand up and tell them what's right. Now, I ain't talking about judge them. You can judge their sin. You can. I mean, the Bible says make a righteous judgment. But you do it out of love. You do it out of hate. You do it out of love. And we can stand up. We can tell them the truth. Tell them the truth. Tell them what's right. I will never support something that is not of God. If it's not of God, I'm not going to support it. I'm not going to go to it. I'm not going to support it and be happy for them. They can tell me, but I'm not going to smile. It is sad and wicked that these people support what they think is right in their own eyes. It's about love. It's about love. Goodness, goodness, goodness. It's about God. All this is about Him. It's about Jesus. Amen. There are things that we can do, and they are fun in this world, and have a good time of fellowship and be around the brethren. But there are some things we just have to say no to. Say no to. And don't go with them. Let them do what they want to do. But that don't mean for us to be quiet about what God's done for us in our life. Amen. Amen. There's a lot of people I work with who need the Lord. I've witnessed to them. And I'm hoping they'll come to church soon because they need the Lord. I hear them cussing like sailors. I hear them saying this, saying that. I stay away from them. You know, because I'm in my own little space, my own little world. But, you know, God being my witness there for me at work that goes before me. And amen, He's never failed me. And He never, ever will. Amen. Same to you. You can't. God's been so good to us. We don't need to turn our back on Him ever. He's brought us this far, and He'll take us to where He wants us to go. Wait, church. He's coming. Hang on, church. He is coming. Keep on the keeping on. Amen. Keep on serving God. Amen. It'll be worth every mile. It'll be worth every chop, every trial. It'll be worth it all to go with Jesus. To go that extra mile, go that 1 mile, go that 1,000 miles, go that 1,000,000 miles for Jesus. Amen. Be that light. Amen. Be that testimony. Amen. Be who you are in Christ. Amen. Be who you are in Christ. Man, we see here, not only God has a helpmeet for the man, but also, I'm just trying to ordain what marriage is. God made them male and female. God made them male and female. God expects the husband to love his wife. Ephesians 5:25 and 4. God expects the wife to submit to her husband. Ephesians 5:22 and number 5. God expects the husband to be the head of the home. 1 Corinthians 11, I'm going to read one verse, 1 Corinthians 11:3. The Bible says, "But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ." Amen. That's one. Christ, the head. "And the head of the woman is the man." Amen. Is the man. "And the head of Christ is God." So let the husband be the head of the home. Wives, amen. There is a verse over here in the book of Titus. The book of Titus. So let the husband be the head of the home, the spiritual leader of the home, the one that I'm not saying love. I'm saying control. I'm saying control in a way to where they don't. That a bunch that these, I've seen it on Facebook, that these ladies claim to be preachers, but don't find in the Word of God that God calls a woman to preach. That is not, I mean, goodness. I mean, because God said, so we're going to say, Christ the under shepherd, the spiritual leader of the house of God. That's how God ordained it to be. And that's how, and what he said for it to be, that's how it is. And that's how it'll always be. It's not going to change. So, I mean, y'all can go and you ladies can go pastor a church, but it won't be of God. I mean, y'all got to agree with me with this Bible. That's what the Bible says. So, if y'all get mad at me, y'all ain't mad at me. Y'all mad at God. And I'm sorry. I'm saying what he said. This is what it says. And God ain't going to change his mind. I mean, it's from the beginning until the end. Forever and ever and ever. Amen. So, please, listen. Me and her get married and she wants to have kids, our children will be in the house of God when the doors are open. We ain't going to send them to church. We're going to take them to church. You take them to church. Take them to the house of God where they'll be around real Bible preaching. Holy Ghost convicting. A preacher that will preach on your sin. A preacher that will tell you that God wants you saved, and that sin, well, you will not make it anywhere. You can only make it as far, but you will not make it at all. But in Christ, you will. You will. And bless God with the help and by the grace of God. One day, if God lets us have kids, they're going to be raised up in the admonition of the Lord. They're going to be raised up, and they're going to be around real Christians. And children, bless God. I thank God for our children. I'm glad the children have come to this place. And I'm glad that they're over there getting taught by real Bible teachers that know what they're talking about. I would want to send them, don't send them off to a false prophet. That false prophet, he'll lead them wrong. He will lead them wrong. I'm telling you, there are false prophets in the world, and they're saying all these things that are not of God. They're wolves, ravaging wolves, false prophets, saying all ungodly, not of God stuff. And we need to stand for what this Word of God says, and what it says is true, and God cannot and will not lie. Amen. So, amen. For our children to get taught, they need to be around real Christians who love God with all their heart. And be around real Bible preaching. But one day, and God uses it examples. He uses it examples. And that is a way for God one day to get a hold of that child's heart, and they will get saved. Amen. They will come to Christ, and they will get saved. And they will be changed. Amen. The same God that did it for me, he'll do it for them. And one day, I had a dream one time. I hope this dream don't come through with four kids. I was three. No more than three. She started out with eight. I'm sorry. Anyway. She did say that at first, but she just wanted to see the look on my face. I told a buddy of mine, get us a van. Get us a van. Get us a van so that way I can take them everywhere. We all can't fit in my truck. That only fits four. Put them on the back.
I said, yeah, for my wedding present, just buy me a van. And he said, you serious?
Yeah.
He said, okay, I'll give you a picture.
And I'll show you what I'm going to get you. A picture of a van. Amen. It's good to laugh. B.R. Lakin said, if you don't, I mean, I believe God has a sense of humor because he created people just like you and I. Sure did. He created people just like you and I. So we could, it's good to laugh. I feel good. I felt good to laugh. I needed that. Now, I did not make that up, but she did say that one time, and I was like, I don't know. I mean, God provides. God provides. So if it happens, God provides. Trust in the Lord. But I don't want eight. I want three. Two girls and a boy. I want their son to, my son to be like me. I'm all big and fluffy and, you know, tall. And my daughters will be look just like their mama. Pretty. And one day, we'll be like their mama. And when I get to go home to all of them, I'm going to be blessed. I'm going to be so blessed that I'm going to be so excited. I said, hey, honey, do you need me to get you anything before I come home? And I'll be so glad to hear her voice. And then if my kids want to answer, they can answer too. I'll say, you want me to get you anything? Honey, I love you. I love my kids. One day, I love children, I do. And I hope God blesses us with kids. So I know this. When I bring them here, I know they're going to be loved by all y'all. I love my church family, every single one of y'all. I'm glad God brought us here. You know, from my house, 2 minutes, just 2 minutes from my home, a fundamental, independent, Bible-believing church. Glory, Baptist Church. I can get that church in 2 minutes. But I hope God doesn't tell me to leave. I love this place. And so, the only reason if we ever left this place is if the preacher changed, which I know our preacher's not, but they brought a preacher from here that and if he brings in the NIV, then he's all over. He'll have a King James Bible, he'll have an NIV, he'll have an ASV, he'll have an NLT, TLB, all the above. And it won't be an NIV only church, because there's no such thing. There is a Bible, I mean, a King James Bible only church that preaches the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Why you see a lot of people here in our fundamental independent Baptist churches, they're nowhere to be found because they go into this big mega church where they got balconies and, you know, strobe lights and singing all that contemporary junk. And the preacher just gets up there, preaches to their ears and not their sin. If a man of God's going to stand behind this pulpit, he better preach the word of God and not sugarcoat it. Make it sound what it sounds like, or make it sound like what it's not. Make their own little version about it. A man of God's going to stand behind his desk and preach what thus saith the Lord, the whole counsel of God. Amen. If he's going to stand behind here and preach what thus saith not the Lord, then I'm not going to that church. I'm glad when I come here, I get preached to. Amen. I get preached to. Amen. I get encouraged, but I get preached to, and preacher nails it to my heart. Amen. He nails it to my heart. Amen. I'm glad we don't have a tickle ear preacher. He'll preach and he'll preach. So, amen. But as I was saying, you know, we just need to be real. Be real. You know, husbands, be the husband. Wives, be the wife. I know most of y'all been married 20, 30, 40. I haven't even started. So I can't even speak yet. But God's given me this message. And so when God gives me a message, I'm going to try my best and I'm going to preach it. Because he nailed it to my heart. Nailed it to my heart. And so we men need to be men. Straight out of heaven. God made them, like I said, male and female. And that's how it is. Right? And that's how it'll be. Male and female. Husband and wife. Not husband and husband, wife and wife. There is no such thing. And that is not a family. It's not a family.
This is so scary that,
you know, a couple years ago, they could not tell me up front. I had to find out from a friend of theirs. These two girls, they wanted to raise a baby. These two girls wanted to raise a baby. World, and that baby's going to grow up by two girls, and the father's nowhere to be found. Sad. He's going to grow up thinking, and they're going to tell them that it's however you feel. No, not in this sense. God made men to love his wife, husbands to love their wives, and that's how it is. That's how it is, and that's how it will be, male and female. Marriage is honorable, and the bed undefiled. Marriage is honorable. It's honorable in all. In all. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. And whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. Don't be like them. Don't be like them. Be who God has made you to be. I'm going to close in prayer. I'm done. Father, I love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this message, God. Lord, thank you for speaking to my heart, God. Lord, giving me what I need, God. I love you, Lord, because you first loved me and saved my soul, God. I'm thankful for that. I pray, God, for all these people who need Christ as their Savior. Lord, I pray you'll save them before it's too late. And God, I pray for us that are saved and in Christ serving you, God. I pray for us that we'll continue to serve you and be who we are in Christ, God. I love you, Lord, and I appreciate all that you've done for me. You've been so good to me, and I bless your name for all your many blessings, Lord. And I pray, dear God, that you'll go with us as we go home, and we'll be careful to give you all the honor and all the praise and all the glory to your name. Father, we love you. Thank you for what you've done. For it's in Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen.